I think it's important to give a background on what has been going on in Palestine, specifically on the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in Jerusalem. Having that background is important to understanding the flare-ups that are currently happening in Palestine. There are over 550 residents of the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood in occupied East Jerusalem, which is recognized by the United States that it is under an occupation where Israel does not have jurisdiction there. There have been attempts by Israeli soldiers and settlers to force these families out of their homes. In the past few days, we have seen live footage come out, not only from press, but directly from residents who live there, who are young people, elders, and disabled, and children, showing settlers with arms, guns, threatening them. A Knesset member, actually, which is a member of the Parliament of Israel, was there, and he made gestures that one of the disabled men there should have been shot in the head, except other than in his leg right now. So these families have been calling out for help for weeks, for months. There has been no help that has been given. So what occurred basically was the Palestinians who live in Jerusalem were protesting daily at the Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood and trying to defend these families. While at the same time, because it is Ramadan, today is Eid Mubarak to all those who are observing, because it was Ramadan, the Palestinians were also attending the mosque, Al-Aqsa Mosque, to pray, to break their fast. Unfortunately, because settlers continue to harass these residents, large far-right groups, including Lahava and members of the Knesset, made out calls continue to march towards the Aqsa and call for death to Arabs. This is not new. End of April, we saw a large demonstration by far-right groups call for death to Arabs. It was reported in the New York Times and the Washington Post in 1986, 2006, 2012. Similar protests occurred there. So what happened basically was the Palestinians who were at the Al-Aqsa Mosque stayed there in order to prevent anyone from desecrating the mosque.
I see.
The Israeli police rerouted the march of the Israeli settlers in order not to have direct contact between Palestinians and settlers. But instead, what we saw on lives on Instagram specifically, where thousands of people tuned in, and I reported on this in the New Arab, is Israeli soldiers and Israeli police injuring more than 600 people, sending a grenade into the medical room at the Al-Aqsa Mosque, breaking windows and turning a fire. When that occurred, then we saw all, everything that is occurring right now.
Sammy, I'd like to ask you, what's your view on what's taking place?
Yeah, so this ties in very well with what Laura is saying right now. What we're seeing happening right now is part of what we call the ongoing Nakba. And what I would encourage your viewers to Google, who are not familiar with, is Google the word Nakba. It means catastrophe in Arabic. It's Nakba. So this word refers to the events that happened in 1948 with the creation of the State of Israel. And what we mean by that is that that creation of the State of Israel resulted in the forced removal of over 750,000 Palestinians, the destruction and erasure of over 500 villages. And this process wasn't something that just happened that year. It continues to this day in neighborhoods like Sheikh Jarrah. And with all of the repression we're seeing from the Israeli state against Palestinians. So this is what we're really trying to speak toward, is that this is not a singular event. It is part of this ongoing process of a state, what we refer to as a settler colonial state, just like the United States, what it has done with the indigenous population here in its colonization of Native American lands, for example.
Understood.
Yeah. So this is what we're talking about.
What's your view of Hamas? The Israelis and a number of other countries have labeled Hamas as a terrorist organization. What's your view of Hamas?
I would like to make it very clear that I reject the questions that would put us on the side of terrorism. I am a Palestinian born in Texas. My grandmother was forced out, shot at as she left on foot from Palestine.
Sure,
Syria.
understood.
I want you to understand why this question hurts me as a Palestinian. Instead of asking me about my perspective and what's happening, you're connecting me and my identity.
No, I'm not connecting you to anything. I'm asking you what you think of something. And please feel free to go ahead, but I'm not connecting you to anything. I'm just asking a question.
All right. Here's what I think. I would direct listeners to check out the Human Rights Report that reported more than 200 pages accusing Israel of crimes of apartheid. If folks don't want to listen to read the Human Rights Report, which is, by the way, cited on Venezuela, Syria, and Cuba by the U.S. government, you can look at the B'Tselem Report, which is all written by Jews and Israelis. It is the largest human rights organization in Israel. They have documented all human rights abuses by Israel. Israel has put a blockade on Gaza for 15 years, mm-hmm. preventing vaccines, water, electricity. Human Rights Watch is very important for you to follow exactly what they're saying. So this is exactly what I think. I think folks should make their own opinions. Read the pages. If you want it shorter, go to B'Tselem. They are Israelis. They reported human rights violations. This is what I think.
Okay, so Sammy, what should the U.S., if anything, do in this case?
So the best thing that the U.S. can do, and for activists that are supporting the Palestinian cause, is to oppose all U.S. support of the State of Israel. So when we talk about this, we often talk about one important figure, which is the $3.8 billion annually in aid that the U.S. gives to Israel. That aid materializes into the violence that we're seeing the State of Israel commit against Palestinians, including Palestinians in Gaza. Mm-hmm. So this is probably the most important thing that can be done.
Okay. Yeah. Talk about some of the other issues, state-sanctioned ethnic cleansing, apartheid. Educate the people who aren't familiar with the inner workings of a lot of this. Talk about how many people are impacted and how.
Of course. What I will say about what's happening right now, and this is footage that has been reported on and that is live, not only in Jerusalem, what I talked about before, what has been happening, if you look at towns within the Green Line, where Palestinian citizens of Israel currently live, we have seen footage of Israeli police beating Palestinians, invading their homes, terrorizing their children. There were footage that came out yesterday. I urge you to follow the Institute for Middle East Understanding. They put out some footage showing Israeli mobs lynching a man in the street. Israeli mobs hitting cars that have Palestinian citizens of Israel in them. That is just within the Green Line. Mm-hmm. In Jerusalem, they used, I know that they say rubber bullets, but if you saw the images of rubber bullets, they are large bullets that have blinded people. There was a teenager yesterday who lost both his eyes. Two journalists also lost both their eyes while they were covering Al-Aqsa Mosque, and often they do that. They lose their eyes in Gaza as well. Missiles are being thrown on Gaza. There were two children that I read recently about that broke my heart, because my sister is turning 11 years old. One of the kids, Ibrahim, is 11 and his brother is 7. They were playing on their bicycle outside. Yesterday, the spokesperson for the IDF said that they do something called knocking on the roof, which means they throw something, small to alert people in the building that they're going to bomb. When they killed the two children in the middle of the street, there was no roof to knock on. I think that alone is terrorizing. Imagine that right now I'm living in Foggy Bottom in D.C., I'm under an occupation, and I hear something on the roof telling me you have 30 seconds to leave your apartment, jump from the window, or else you're going to be bombed. That is horrifying. That is horrifying for me as an adult. I can't imagine how it is for children.
Laura Albast and Sammy Al-Qasim of the Palestinian Youth Movement. J.J. Green, WTOP News.